Blog Talk Radio.
Listen, some days you're weary,
some days you're weary,
and you can't see your way,
and you can't see your way.
Some nights are lonely.
With no one to say,
you can make it.
You can make it.
It's only a test.
It's only a test.
You can take it.
You can take it.
And don't you think?
And don't you think nothing less?
So wipe the tears from your eyes.
The tears from your eyes.
Here's the reason why.
Amen. 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 Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Sunday, January 28th. I am your host, sanctified and set apart with a shot of the Holy Ghost. I am Pastor D. Townsend, and welcome to the Jubilee Affair, brought to you by the HubNet Online Network. This is God's show for God's people. As always, I am joined by the good brother Hakim Nuba.
Peace. Good evening, good sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. God bless you, doctor. It's always a pleasure. Amen. Thank you, doctor. Like always, let us open up this episode with prayer. Amen. Father God, we just thank you for this blessing. Thanking you, Father God, for this network. Thank you, Father God, for those who work hard, who work diligently, Father God, to keep this network afloat. We ask right now that you will bless them, that you will keep them. I pray, Father God, for all the hosts on this network. I pray, Father God, for Brother Hakim, that you will continue to heal his body, touch his mind, and fill his heart up with a joy that is indescribable. I ask right now, Father God, that you will bless our leader, Father God, of this network, Sister Michelle. Bless her, Father God, in a way that she's never been blessed before. Touch her, Father God, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. We ask right now, Father God, that you will bless this world, Father. Keep us, Father God, in perfect peace. We know, Father God, that Satan is running rampant, Father God, that Satan is trying to devour. But we release peace right now, peace, joy, and love within this world. Now, Father God, bless me. Touch me, Father God. Continue, Father God, to fill me up with your love and a desire, Father God, and your zeal to reach somebody, to teach somebody. Father God, I know that you are still in a blessing business. I know, Father God, that you are going to bless on this night. Have your way, Father God. We thank you. We honor you. And we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, doctor, I want to touch on something before we move on. You know, we're in the middle. Well, actually, we're in the middle of our winter season, and I seen the sunshine today. I seen the sun. The sun, man, it shone down on my face, and it felt so good, and it was so warm, and I just felt God's presence all day today. Just that alone was a blessing to my soul. Not to mention, I got to get up this morning and travel to Flint, Michigan with the good people of Dozier and just enjoyed a spirit-filled day. And God is just awesome to feel the sun on your face. Sometimes we take for granted the little things, you know, the clothes that we have on our backs, the food on our table, you know, a house, a warm place to lay your head. We think that these are things that we have worked for and that we deserve and we're going to have, but at the drop of a hat, at any moment, it can be taken from you. Let us thank God for everything that he gives unto us. Let us thank God for what he's doing in our lives. I find that the little blessings are the big blessings. The little blessing that we think about, when we think about opening our eyes in the morning, we think it's the alarm clock. But it's the breath of life that God breathes into us that gives us life. At any moment, God could say, I'm not going to do it today. So we need to really think about the blessings that we have. It may not, you know, there are some people out here who hate to wake up in the morning because their lives are full of turmoil and despair, and they're always going through something, and they just don't know how to see their way out of it. But I challenge you and I urge you to turn to Jesus. He can see you through it. I just wanted to touch on that testimony for a minute because it's the little things that count in my book.
Mm-hmm.
So just to move on, I want to say that I am excited, and I hope you are too. It is my job to release the captives, to teach God's word, and to be a shoulder to those who need someone to lean on. But God has always given us new insight. And I want to do something a little different this week. I want to start something a little different. I want to give you guys a word. And every week I'm going to give you a word. The word for this week is embrace. I challenge you to find scripture that supports this word and how it pertains to your life, your Christian walk, and your journey. All those who are listening, call in next week and let's discuss your findings. The word, again, is embrace. But as you find the scriptures for this week, I want you to live by these scriptures. Throughout all the scriptures you will find one that will touch your heart. And I urge you and I challenge you to live by that scripture this week and see what God will do in your life. Embrace is a real strong word when it comes to your Christian faith. Too many times, we all know that God has a plan for our lives, but we want to live out our lives as we see fit. To embrace God is to go against the grain. When you go against the grain, you find that your life becomes a lot easier when dealing with God. Because you don't. What happens is when you go against the grain of sin and you focus on God, you will find that your eyes will be opened up to things that you've never experienced before. And it's time. God is calling us out of our dark places and into the light. And I tell you, embrace. This very act of embracing God, it's changing. It changes your life, your soul, your overall thought process changes when you embrace God. But when you allow yourself to have excuses as to why you cannot embrace God, this very act disrupts the flow of God's will, and it causes misery, confusion, strife, envy, anger, and above all else, it causes sin. And the wages of sin is death. You die physically and spiritually when you don't embrace God. So I challenge you this week to look up the scriptures that go along with that word and call in next week and let's have a good talk about what embracing and when you embrace God, what it can do for your life. Amen. Scripture that I have for you today comes out of the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And it starts with verse 1. And it reads, "To everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under the sun. a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which was planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather them up, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a season of love and a season of hate, a season of war and a season of peace. I want to stop right there for a second. Father God, it's me, your most humble servant. Lord, I decrease so that you may increase. More of you, less of me. And I thank you. I honor you, and I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. For a subject today, this is your season. And brother, I came as I thought about this message. I was blessed on so many levels. King Solomon, the son of David and Bathsheba, the wisest king, the one whom God offered celebrity, wealth and power, glitz and glamour, settled for wisdom and knowledge. Wisdom and knowledge in which he used to serve the people of Israel. In all of his writing, I found this particular form of scripture to be his absolute best. He wrote this passage informing us, the reader, that there is a time and a place for everything. This particular scripture blessed me because it reminded me that through every season, there is a journey. Through every season, the body gains strength. Through every season, there is knowledge learned. And through every season, one learns just how good God is. In fact, that when you lay down to slumber at night and when you wake up in the morning, that there is a season. One ought to go to bed praising God and waking up the same way with praise on your lips. With everything that has erupted within the last year, truly this is a season where God's people are to be praising him for his steadfast love and thanking him for looking beyond the faults of the ignorant and seeing the needs of the saints. But getting back to the scripture at hand, sometimes I get a little ahead of myself, amen. What exactly was Solomon trying to say? Was he just letting us know that times change and to be prepared? No. Was he saying to make sure that you always have your garments in order for the upcoming winter? No. Or was he saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same? No. What Solomon was saying is that it is the more that the seasons change, the more that God remains the same. 1 Corinthians 3:6 says, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God gave the increase. Truly, there is a season where one plants the seed, one will come along and water the seed, but without the blessings of God, that seed will remain dead to the world. That seed will not grow and experience the transformation from a seedling into a tree. Solomon and all his brilliance reminded us that we are to be spiritual people, only looking at the physical when we have to. it is above all that we should know that God is who he says he is. If we hold on to the spiritual, if we look at everything through the spiritual, if we hold on, that we ought to acknowledge and marvel at the spiritual. It is the spiritual side that brings us comfort, the spiritual side that brings us peace, and it is the spiritual side that when the physical doors are shut in your face, God is there to open up the windows. Psalm 3, 4, and 5 says, I call out to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain. I lie down and sleep and wake again because the Lord sustains me. But for a moment, let's talk about the doors being closed in your life. I myself have experienced a season or two of heartache and pain, situations and circumstances that I could not control. A lot of times we get beat upon, hurt, and pushed. Sometimes the darts aren't even meant for us, but because we are the closest targets, the darts come our way. And a lot of times it is because we are the strongest that God knows that we can deal with the world's issues. We can deal with the issues because we know that it is just for a season. You know, my favorite TV show is called Supernatural, and every year around the great month of September, I call it the great month because that's my birth month, amen, I get excited, not because it's my birthday month, but because I'm guaranteed a new season of Supernatural will hit the airwaves, and that there are times that I like to go down memory lane and watch old seasons. And what I love about the show is that the protagonists are always facing something, and whether it's through sheer determination or the hand of God, the good always overthrows the evil. Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you today, that it is time that the good seasons start to outweigh the bad seasons. It's time that we stop allowing the negative things that are here one minute and going the next to destroy us. May I go just a little bit deeper? The things that hold us down are called soul tags. They latch onto us, and they deposit negativity, frustration, fatigue, failed attempts, reminding us of past regrets. But God says that this is it, and it shall not continue. In fact, God is about to do a new thing, new to us, but nothing new to the spiritual. God is saying that, God is shouting, God is yelling that this is your season. He is tired of his people dealing with the dusty things, the dirty things, the seasons that meant for us, that means us no good, the seasons that try to rip us out of God's hands. Now, don't get me wrong, I am a magnet when it comes to the spiritual darts. But too many times, we spend more time rebuking Satan for the drought in our seasons than we do praising God for the life throughout the seasons. Sometimes we cause our own dirty seasons, amen? When we try to look in a mirror, we can't see our own reflections because the mirror has too much dirt on it. But glory be to God, I know a man, not King Solomon, bless him in all his efforts, but I'm talking about a man named Jesus who came into this world, who took on flesh, and through his actions, he has the ability to wash you clean, white as snow. You want a new season? Well, make Jesus the reason for your season. Jesus is looking to turn your frowns upside down. Yes, it's time to smile. It's time to be happy. It's time for some good feel-good days. No bad doctor reports. It's time for some new praising, some new dancing before the Lord. You want a new season? Well, it starts now. I declare and decree that this is a blessed season for you. Do you all know and remember the story of King Midas? Well, I bless you with the Midas touch. Let everything that you want in this season come out like pure gold. I bless you. I bless your children. I bless your children's children with new seasons, with new breakthroughs, with new blessings, with long life, love and happiness, not just the pursuit of happiness, but downright happiness. But I hear you saying, preacher, you just don't understand that every time something looks up for me. Every time I get a little ahead, it always falls down to the gutter, and I feel as if I am jinxed, as if I am cursed, as if somebody has put a root on me. Bad report after bad report that I'm tired and I can't go on, and I've done what you said. I've called on God, but I did not get a response. But believe me when I said God is working it out. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. This is your season." Solomon put it best, and through my biblical interpretation, I believe that Solomon's point was that everything in this world has a season, but do not be moved by the season, but align yourself with God, who controls every season and who has the ability to bless your season. I declare and decree that this is your season. No longer will you deal with any mess that comes your way. No longer will you deal with any heartaches that come your way. That man is not doing right, well, guess what? Move him out the way, because he is not supposed to be in your season. That woman is not doing right, move her out the way, because she is not supposed to be in your season. It's time that we start doing right by God. If we want the perfect season, then become align yourself with the perfect God. I'm urging you right now to pick up your season and to accept it and to allow God to control your life. If you allow God to control your life at all times and in all places, you will start to see things in a different way. But it's up to you to let God, to let go and let God. Sometimes it's hard to let go. And sometimes I've learned that sometimes some people like to be in those bad seasons so they can have something to whine and cry about. But I'm here to let you know right now that those days are over. If you call on God as your Lord, if you call on Jesus as your Savior, it's time to walk in an anointing that you have never experienced before. It's time that you walk in a power that you've never experienced before. It's time that you walk in a love that you've never experienced before. And how do you start off your new season? By simply saying, "Jesus loves me." Those are some powerful words to say, that Jesus loves me. When you say that Jesus loves you, let me tell you what you're doing. You're pushing out all that negativity. You're pushing out all that bad stuff. You're pushing out anything that is trying to overtake your life. When you say that Jesus loves you, that is a love that can't nobody touch. You know, when you look at your husband or your wife and you think that they love you, let me tell you, Jesus loves you so much that he gave up his life for you. Amen. When Jesus gave up his life for you, he let you know right there that I am in control of everything that goes on along with you. And if you need something brand new in your life, then I suggest that you turn it all over to me. You want a new season? Touch on me. If you want a new season, allow me to come into your life. If you want a new season, allow me to be the Lord of your life. This is a time that his people need to get up and shout and dance and call on Jesus and say, you know what, regardless of what goes on around me, regardless of what is said around me, regardless of what is done around me, I may be going through some bad things, I may be having some turmoil in my life, but here comes a new season, and in this new season, I'm going to rejoice, I'm going to prepare, I'm going to love, and there's an anointing that's coming on me, and it is fresh and it is renewed every single day. I'm here to let somebody know right now that this is your season. Get out of that old stuff. Get out of that cave. Stop walking with your head down. Stop talking about, oh, woe is me, that I'm not going to ever amount to nothing. I'm not going to ever have nothing. Jesus is saying right now that this is your season. There's somebody that's listening to this broadcast right now, and you've been struggling. You've been dealing with some stuff. You've been having a heartbreak after heartbreak after heartbreak, and you try to hide it, and you hide it very well. But I'm here to let you know right now that Jesus is saying that you can give all that old trash to me, and I can give you a brand new season. There's somebody right now who has been hurt on their job, and I'm letting you know right now that Jesus says that I can come in and give you a brand new season. There's somebody right now who don't know where their next meal, who don't have any money, somebody right now who don't have the shoes, no clothes on their back. But I'm here to let you know right now that Jesus is saying that I can give give you a brand new season. Things will come your way. But all I'm asking you to do is to give me just a little bit of your time, to give me just a little bit of your effort, to give me just a little bit of praise, to give me just to give him just a little bit of you. And watch what will happen. You see, I can go back and look at in the Old Testament time, if Israel would have just done what God had asked them to do, they would have experienced a blissful season at every turn. But they didn't want to because their minds were too busy stuck in Egypt. And I'm here to let you know right now, get rid of that old way of thinking. Get rid of that old stuff that's been bogging you down. It's just like a car, amen. If you don't get your oil changed at the right moment in your car, guess what? Your car starts to perform at a level that it is not supposed to perform at, amen. Your gas will drain faster, amen. Everything will begin to the malfunction in your car if you do not get the oil change. Well, I'm here to let you know right now, it is time for an oil change, amen. It's time for you to let out all that old dusty oil, that old dirty oil, and take on some of God's anointed oil, amen. And matter of fact, let his blood just pour down on your forehead right now, amen, because his blood can wash you clean, white as snow. And I'm here to let you know, this is your season. It's time to get it in order. It's time to walk in God's anointing. It's time to call yourself a child of the Most High. Because Jesus loves you. My friends, this is your season. Let's give God a hand clap of praise, amen, for what he is doing in your life. Amen. Whew, somebody, y'all can be preaching this morning, this evening, amen.
Powerful. It's right on time.
To those who are listening, if you have a prayer request, if you have been struggling and battling, and you just want to talk about how good God has been in your life because you now see that God is blessing you, call in. Let's talk about it. Is there anybody on the phones, Brother Hakim?
Yes, sir. We have someone who's ready to go right now.
Amen. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Hi, my name is Darius Jones, and this is my first time calling in.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Darius. Amen.
Yes, I was hearing your sermon, and for the record, I'm a Sunday school teacher myself.
Okay.
And I've been in my church and personally in my family, I've been seeing a lot of close people, our church family, my family members, and in passing recently, being my grandfather passed recently, but he lived a good life and lived to be 82.
Amen. Amen.
And now on the verge, I'm about to lose, heaven forbid, lose my cousin to dementia. She would be like 76 if I can remember.
Mm.
So that'd be like the third death in the family within the last 6 months.
Mm. Well, let's have a word of prayer.
Do know this. My faith has been it's still strong. I'm still keeping in touch with my relatives and. And I'm holding on strong for him.
Amen. Well, you know, Brother Darius, you sound like you are the anchor. That you are the anchor of this family. With you being a Sunday school teacher, with you being an exhorter, that means that you teach the Word of God. And I find that a teacher of the Word of God has a fresh anointing on them every week. Because a teacher of the Word of God has to study every week, sometimes twice, three, four times a week, just like the preachers. Your anointing is just as strong because you are a teacher of the word. That means when I give a word out, you can come behind me and decipher it to the people.
Mm-hmm.
So, Father God, I ask right now that you will bless Brother Darius. Father, he has experienced a lot of death in his life, Father. In the past few months, Father, there has been death. But I ask, Father God, that you will release life. Father God, the doctors say that dementia, doctors say that death is certain. But, Father God, through you, we have life and life more abundantly. I ask right now, Father God, that you will make it so, that you will touch in a mighty way. Remove death, the sting of death, from their lives, Father God, from this family. And, Father God, I ask that you will bring new life, new children, babies, new life, Father God, into this household, into this family, right now, henceforth, forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen to that.
Amen, brother. Amen, Brother Darius. I look forward to communicating with you and to talking to you more. Amen.
Yes,
stay in touch with me, brother. And if there's anything that I can do, I'll make sure you get my number and you can call me anytime. I'm available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, doctor. You can call me, and if you need me to pray for you, need me to do whatever I can do, brother. This is my job. I'm here for you.
What I'm planning to do? I've been doing this ever. You know, like God, like put some in your mind. Say, you know, you don't know when's the last time you're going to see him, so you might as well do like some type of tribute.
Okay.
And on my Facebook page, I did not do it with my grandfather. But every time I have like a key family member that passed, I always do like a family. I always take pictures, and I take a picture of the funeral program and pictures of me and my relatives.
Okay.
And I do that for, you know, for good, just for remembering the good times, and I've done that every time something like that happens. So I have
Amen.
Like a lot of pictures and a lot of memories.
Amen. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. Amen. You know, you have to always remember those who are part of your family who may have passed on, because you know what? Those are roots. They did something. They said something. They were, you know, something that they did inspired you. Amen. And so there's nothing wrong with that. And you always praise God for their memory. And this is for somebody else too, that when your people go and they were believers, you know that they're resting. Amen. And remember the good times. Remember the good times, Brother Darius. But you know what?
Yep.
You're going to be blessed, Doctor. You got a blessing coming your way. And I urge you to hold on and watch and see what God is going to do. This is your season. It may seem like it's bleak. It may seem like it's coming to an end, doctor, but guess what? We serve a God that says that I can do all things. Trust and believe in God. And if things turn out the way that the doctors say, then we know that it is still aligned with God's will.
Right.
God is going to be God anyway. You remind me of the three Jewish boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You remember that story? When they were being thrown into the fire. And they said, whether we are saved or not, God is still God. Hold on to that, brother. Have your faith. You have those
faith
who
is strong.
Oh, yeah. I can feel it. And just know that we are all here to support you. You're not by yourself. Remember
I'm
that.
Not, I'm not.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, sir. I look forward to talking to you a little bit more. Amen.
Amen.
And like I said, if you need me, you can call me anytime. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Yes, sir. Brother Kim, is there anybody else on the line?
Yes, we have several people. Anyone who is listening, just press the number 1 on your keypad of your telephone, and it'll let us know that you would like to have your voice heard tonight. So press 1 now. Don't be shy.
Hey, amen. I'm not gonna bite your head, man. we don't bite here, man. We love. Is anybody willing to got a prayer request or anything, amen? This is the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, no one yet, so.
All right.
I guess
they're
sitting back and enjoying it.
And enjoying it, amen. I want to send out a prayer to somebody who asked me to pray for them. This person is a spirit-filled jewel. And I've had the joy of knowing them and meeting them and sharing with them. And I just ask, Father God, right now that you would touch them in a mighty way. They're dealing with issues, Father God, on their job. We ask right now, Father God, that you will touch, that you will anoint, that you will set them apart, Father God. We know, Father God, that the enemy attacks us at any chance he can get. And he uses those, Father God, who are spiritually dead to your word. I place a shield of protection around this person, that you will touch them in a mighty way. And let everything that tries to come upon them, Father God, fall off of them like water. Let your spirit go forth. And I urge this person that as you walk across the threshold of that business, wherever it is, that you repeat the 23rd Psalm as you're walking across and hide it in your heart. Speak it every single chance that you get. The 23rd Psalm. My mother taught me that when I was younger. I used to go through a lot. And I used to wonder why. And it came to a point to where I had to learn that I needed to have some protection covering me. So I offer that to this person. Read Psalms 23. Repeat it as you cross over. And watch. You will find that the things and the people that try to come at you, whatever the situation may be, that it will turn out just fine. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Is there anybody else who will have a prayer request?
Yep, we just got another one pulled in. Here we go.
All right.
Deacon Maurice Davis.
Amen. How you doing, sir?
All right.
Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
This is my first time on.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, sir. Welcome.
I'm also a Sunday school teacher. Where they was talking about the strong faith today. Where we was talking about Daniel.
Okay. Amen.
I teach the youth department.
Okay. Amen. That's a blessing. That's a true blessing. Would you mind if I pray for you, brother?
Yes.
Father God, I ask right now that you would touch this exhorter, Father God. Touch him in a mighty way, Father God, that he's never been touched before. I ask right now, Father God, for strength, for renewed strength, renewed faith, renewed anointing, Father God, that you will remove anything, Lord, that is not of you from his life, that you will fill him up, Father God, with a word to teach the youth, to make them excited, to make them search out your word, Father God. We just ask right now, Father God, that whatever he touches, Father God, let it be a blessing not only to him, but to those around him, Father God. And if there is a calling on his life for him to go higher, Father God, that you would reveal it to him in a mighty way. We just thank you for his life, for his willingness, Father God, and for his spirit of teaching, Father God. Bless him today, tomorrow, and every day for the rest of his life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Would you like to share in the goodness of the Lord? What has God done for you this week, Doctor? I want to hear a good testimony, Doctor.
You've been mighty good to me. I have a couple of sermons wrote out.
All right. Amen. All right. So you looking to go higher? You looking to start preaching?
Yes.
See how God works. I heard it in my spirit, and you just confirmed it. God's gonna do it, Doctor.
I've been running for a long time.
Amen. Let me tell you this. I was called at six. I'm going to share this story with you. My grandmother was a baker, okay? And my grandmother always kept sweets in the house for my mother and her brothers and sisters. And so they carried on with my mother. She always kept sweets in the house, whether it was her wonderful pound cakes or it was her delicious red velvet cake or whether it was her sweet potato pies. But every time she would make sweet potato pies, I would always break the crust off. And I remember from my first pastor, Reverend Dr. Jesse L. Douglas, amen, who was like a grandfather to me. He, after communion, I would go home and I would break off the crust off the pie and I would repeat that communion ritual at six. And I didn't know what I was doing, but it felt good to me. I always felt that God was right there, and I could jump off a building, and he would be right there to pick me up. But I ran for a long time. I ran, and I ran, and I ran until I finally said, you know what, enough is enough. And I'm here to let you know, sir, that enough is enough. You have a word in you that somebody needs to hear. Somebody needs to hear that word. Let it flow. Let it come out. Through you, you can bless somebody. You can remove the oppression of sin. You can remove it off of them. Through your words, no longer will you run. You will stand bold before the Lord. And always remember the word out of Joshua 1:9. Do not be afraid or dismayed. For wherever you go, be strong and courageous, because I am with you wherever you may go. That word is for you, sir.
Amen.
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 I look forward to talking to you more. I look forward to the day that you preach your sermon. You let me know, brother, where you are, and I will do my best to try to make it.
Okay.
Amen. Anything else you would like to add, sir?
I would like to talk to you personally on your phone, if you don't mind.
Okay. All right. No problem. No problem. So at the end of the show, I will give out my number, and you can give me a call at any time.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, sir. Brother Hakim, is there anybody else?
No one else has hit the number one. We have a few others who are listening online. So anyone at the sound of our voices, please press number one and we can get you in the queue.
Amen.
Hey, here we go.
All right.
All right, here comes another.
All right, welcome to the Jubilee Affair. Amen.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh,
hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Praise God. I didn't know if I was on the call or not. I just want to say that I have been blessed by the message. It is my season. I feel like it's my season. And sometimes I go through things that create work problems that create a lot of pressure and sort of grab me and throw me off of my track. But this message really helped put me back on track in terms of just knowing that it is my season and God has me 100%. And I just felt blessed by it. I didn't make it to church today. And to be able to hear this message tonight really renewed my spirit quite a bit. And so I appreciate an opportunity to listen in on this message today.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. And this was my friend who I just prayed for. Amen. And thank you, sister. And I pray that that God will continue to use you mightily. Amen. And like I said to the gentleman before, you have a word in you that the people need to hear. Amen. And because we know that there is a word, you know that Satan's going to try to attack you. Satan's going to try to tear you up. Satan's going to try to rip you apart. Satan's going to try to stop you from doing what God has called you to do. But push forward, press on, and let God have his way. I said today at church that bad things happen to good people. But hold on, because God's grace is sufficient for your life. That's
praise God. Praise God. Sometimes I feel like I'm in a Job season right now, and I just keep praising God and uplifting him and just continuing to rely on him.
Amen. Amen. You know, we all deal with that. We all go through it. I spoke this morning off of Paul speaking about the thorn in his flesh. So just know that you are in good company if you're going through something. And always remember this, that if you're going through something, praise God, because that means that the devil sees you as a threat. If you are going through life every day without an obstacle, without a situation, without a circumstance, and every day is peachy and every day is good, you better be looking out, because he doesn't see you as a threat. But when you go through, y'all know that there's a saying that says that when your feet hit the floor, you want him to say, dang, she's up, or dang, he's up. That's what you want. Push forward. Be renewed. Let God be your strength. And let God fight your battles. Because it does not belong to you. It belongs to him.
Oh, yeah. Praise God. That's a word right there. That's a word.
Amen. And you're not by yourself. You're not by yourself. We're all here for you. We're all here for you. And just know that we all know that there are times when we have things happen to us on our job, believe me. But God's grace is sufficient to see us through.
Amen.
It's sufficient. And I know what God's going to do in your life. So just hold on and enjoy this ride, because this time next year, you're going to see things in a totally different light, and we're going to sit back and we're going to laugh and praise God about it.
I look forward to that day.
I promise you. Mark my words, and we're going to see. We're going to sit back, and we're going to enjoy it. You will see. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you all both, and thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, man. Bye-bye. Amen. Is there anybody else?
No one's pressed one. Okay, folks, you only got a couple more minutes. Please press one if you'd like to speak to the pastor, and let's hear what you have to say.
Amen. Amen. This is just like opening up the doors of the church, amen, going once, going twice, and going three times, amen. Somebody needs to, if you need a prayer, if you're seeking prayer, this is your time. Don't let this be the last time, because God is waiting for you.
Yep.
Amen. Okay. Well, in my closing words, I want to say that this has been a blessed week. This has been a blessed show. And I look forward to serving you, God's people. It is not by accident that you listened in and that you tuned in today. God wanted each and every one of you to know that this is your season, that your time of sorrow, of pain, is over. It's time for some joy and some peace. It's time. And I always remember a word that my mother always tell me and has always told me my whole life. It may not come when you want it, but God is on time. This is the Jubilee Affair. I am Pastor Dante, Pastor D. Townsend, amen. All right, my name is Dante. I'm so close to you, I don't even care anymore, amen. This is Pastor Townsend signing off. Until next week, God bless you, and may God keep you. Amen.
Listen, some days you're weary,
some days you're weary,
and you can't see your way,
and you can't see your way.
Some nights are lonely,
with no one to say.
You can make it.
You can make it.
It's only a test.
It's only a test.
You can take it.
You can take it.
And don't you think?
And don't you think nothing's left?
So wipe the tears from your eyes.
The tears from your eyes.
Here's the reason why.
Yes, you can.
It's only a test.
Only a test.